Hi, this is Christine from Solari, and you're listening to Standing Room Only on killradio.org.
Listening to Standing Room Only right here on killradio.org. I've got some people in the studio with me, and they kind of just broke in here. So who are you? What are you doing here? You have to get really close to the microphone.
My name is Christine.
I'm Josh. We're both from Solari.
And what do you play in Solari? What do you do?
We play like a smorgasbord. Is that the way you say it? Smorgasbord.
Yeah, and that is an
things.
Official instrument now. It's
yes.
Part of the LA Philharmonic.
Like, I play mostly bass, so.
Yeah, in the studio we'll each play whatever, and then live
okay.
I play guitar and sing, and she plays bass and sings.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
And you used to have a third person, right? This guy?
We did, and we're between third persons right now.
Okay.
So that's about the long and the short
and
of it.
He was a drummer?
He's a drummer, yes.
And what happened? You killed him, didn't you?
Well,
he's dead.
The story
spontaneous
we use,
combustion,
yeah,
Josh.
The story
just
we use.
Other Josh.
Actually, yeah, mostly. I guess people always say it, but it creative differences. That's all there is to it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's all in a nutshell.
And that led to his tragic death. I understand. Yeah. I gotcha.
We had to do what we had to do.
I hear you. We also have the other Josh here. We have two Joshes in the studio tonight, so that's going to be confusing. Ow.
Josh 1, Josh 2. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but who's going to claim Josh 1 and who's going to claim Josh 2? We're going to have a wrestling match later.
There we go.
I don't know. Striped shirts might beat Rolling Stones. I'm not sure. I don't know how this is going to work out. Ooh. We'll see. We'll see what
Stones,
happens.
I don't know.
But despite the striped shirt, you are not pirate punk.
That's for sure. Based on what I learned about pirate punk before we started.
Before we started the show.
Yeah, we first had to learn what that meant. And then now that we've learned what that meant, we can say we're definitely not.
So there's a legitimate question hidden in there somewhere. How would you describe your music or your genre even?
I think there's elements of shoegaze. There's elements of just straight ahead rock. Alternative rock, modern rock, indie rock, all these can be ascribed.
Orchestral pop, kind of. Like
Castro pop?
Oh, that's a good one.
Orchestral pop?
Castro pop?
Castro pop.
Castro
pop
is very popular right
now. Big in Cuba.
Yes. Yes.
It's a different era, I think.
Yeah, that was... that era is coming to an end, sadly, Castro pop. But, you know, when you're a dictator, you can name rock after yourself.
That's
pretty good.
That's true.
So, we're going to hear some more of your music. Before we do, let's find out where people can find out more information about you.
Well, so, there's lots of places. Most of them are on the internet, unless you're in the LA area.
That newfangled fad,
this
the internet.
This thing they call the internet.
Yeah, the what?
And it's basically, we have a website, which is solare3.net, and the third person hopefully will join us again soon.
Are you
That's
looking
the
for a drummer?
For the three.
Do you want to put out the word?
We're in between. Yeah, maybe.
You might get some freaks, we'll you know. See.
Not really. Like, we want to just kind of hire somebody.
Right.
We want to just stay the two of us, I think.
Maybe. We'll see. Who knows?
If the right person comes
Yeah, I don't think you want to put the word out on Kill Radio. You don't know our fan base. The first rule of radio is to alienate your fans so they never come back. That's what we like to do here at Kill Radio.
Yeah, but I would also say our MySpace page. So MySpace. Yeah. And actually, our name is spelled Solar, and then you stick an E at the end. And that's it.
Solare.
Yep.
And we're gonna ask you all about the name because I know there's a lot that goes into that after this song, which is track number one.
Holophoner.
Is there a story to this song?
Yes. Well, actually, there's a reference to in the title, and it's especially nerdy. I don't know if you want to tell them about that.
Now we have to know.
It's a reference to the show Futurama. There's like an instrument on there where when you play the instrument, it's like there's a hologram.
That's like mainstream nerdy, though. That's not like nerdy. That's not like backroom nerdy.
Sure.
That's true. Exactly.
Exactly.
Oh, Josh Fry just said, what did he say? Go ahead.
He said Fry plays it for Leela.
Yeah.
It's all true.
Yeah, so I think that there are certain things, maybe if you listen to the song, you'll see it's visual. But so maybe that would be why we called it that.
Excellent. Well, let's check it out. More with Solare after this on Standing Room Only here on killradio.org.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Standing Room Only here on killradio.org. And luckily, I was reminded that the end of the song was right there. So that was good. How you doing?
Doing well, actually. Especially, you know, considering we're just talking about
the LA Coroner's
office. The LA Coroner's office.
Into discussion with us for any length of time, it just kind of eventually leads up
moves
to towards
to the LA Coroner's office. Right. Yeah. Especially over dinner.
Well, you have to know, you know, a lot about that if you want to say, oh, I don't know, hide a drummer's body. I'm just exactly. I'm just throwing stuff out there. I'm just, you know, not making any allegations. Your name is an interesting one. So, Laurie, where does it come from? How'd you come up with that?
I think one day, basically, we decided, just we had this moment where we were beginning to write all our songs about space and stuff. To put it simply, like space.
What were
stuff.
You doing before then? You were just write just random songs?
I think pretty random, but a lot of it was kind of dark and and
like space.
My songs before this band were like kind of more lyrically anyway, more angry and like frustrated and okay. kind of dark and in this band we try to be inspiring and positive so far. I mean,
it's
I definitely
a bit more
have
balanced,
plans.
I guess.
Was yeah. it dark in the sense of, I don't know how to describe
like
this.
Society sucks and you suck for this reason.
Right, but right. but was it like a fast dark music? Like something that would come out of like the grunge era? Or was it a slow melodic?
I would say it sounds a little bit like we do now, but okay. like not as good.
Okay, right.
Not nearly as good.
So for some reason you changed. Okay,
yeah,
I understand.
Yeah, we had like this epiphany where... Right. All of a sudden, it became clear that all we wanted to write about were natural things, and right. we thought we could make them analogous to everyday life. But that's what inspired us, and we wanted to write songs about black holes and how the first song you heard was about how the one theory about how the moon linked up with the Earth, and that's really what they're about. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
That's why we.
So everything's
thought,
much
yeah.
more focused now. You know, she had right. a band called Unmedicated, and I had a band called No Friendly Drop, and we were doing just. Kind of more random things, and then when we came together it became lyrically and musically more focused.
Yeah, and we just thought it was pretty nerdy if we called it Solari because the Italians kind of pioneered astronomy. So
right.
we thought that
okay.
would be cool.
That is pretty cool, actually.
Not Fonzie cool, but like nerdy cool, I guess.
Yeah.
Stephen
yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Well, you know Fonzie jumped the shark, so I think you're better with Stephen
right,
Hawking
we're looking
cool
for
right
longevity
now.
Here.
Yeah,
that's right.
We're not the flash in the pan.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that Fonzie was a 30-year flash in the pan, man. Yeah, get rid of that guy. And when did this happen? How long have you been a band?
Well, I don't know. What's the timeline
two
here?
2 years, I think. Two
okay.
years ago.
It was interrupted slightly. He took a tour.
Yeah, I toured with another band, and then when what? I came back, that's when we changed our name and got all new songs and that sort of thing.
Okay. When was this? What was this tour?
2004, I toured with Melissa Oftemauer. She is the bass player from Hole and Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, yeah, right.
And
okay.
she had a really good record that she did with all of her friends, like from Queens of the Stone Age and the Smashing Pumpkins and like all these really great bands. And
yeah.
so she hired a band and I was in her live touring band for a year.
Very cool.
Yeah,
wow,
cool.
that must have been great.
Yeah, it was a great experience.
Yeah.
And she's a sweetheart, too.
Excellent.
So I think, yeah, he learned a lot from that and we kind of... You know, just kind of took a break, and I worked on writing while he was gone and stuff, and then we picked it back up. So I guess officially, like, I don't know, 2 years, right? When you think about the cumulative time spent on the band.
Yeah, like 2 years.
Something like
yeah,
that. So,
great. Okay. Yeah. And where have you been playing lately?
Boy, we've played so many shows.
I saw you at the Lava Lounge before it closed.
It's a Lava Lounge. Yeah, we loved the Lava Lounge. Yeah.
Wasn't it the Lava Lounge where I saw you?
We played there. We played. We might have seen you at the M Bar. We played for John Hirschfield's show there.
Yeah. Maybe I saw you at both. I don't know.
Maybe,
probably.
Yeah.
It probably was the M Bar. Yeah.
But we've been working our way up to the Central Valley in California, which is really great. Like people there love music and they respond so well to our band and.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah, we really like going to like Bakersfield and Modesto.
What's the progression between bad places to play and good places to play?
I don't think there is like a linear progression. I think it's pretty much oh, this tomorrow we're playing like a total shithole, and but tonight it was like awesome, and thousands of people. It's just like,
and what dictates that being a shithole or not is to us is like whether there are people there who like music versus just kind of posing, or no people at all, or
not the presence of actual shit, which can actually occur in a good place.
Yeah, it's true. They can coexist.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like how the smell actually smells.
Yeah, we've played in front of a big screen sports TV. We have done it. We played in front of, I think, a jukebox.
And we've played in front of a Silver Lake scene where everybody just looks at us like they don't know what we're doing, or you know, and that's equally as challenging, I think.
Right. Probably frustrating.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Not that Silver Lake's always like that, but we've definitely, you know, had that happen.
Yeah, it probably depends on the venue.
We're not going to be like a band that's going to bike on LA music scene, because I think it's got a great music scene.
No, absolutely, absolutely.
It's just totally random, and the mood can be off one night and can be totally on another night. You just
definitely.
There's no.
What I'm trying to say is there's a wide spectrum of things that contribute to something being a shithole.
Right.
There's many ways.
That's the soundbite right there. That's the soundbite for the show.
There's many ways it can be a shithole.
That's going to be in our Kill Radio commercial. Live from killradio.org.
Yeah.
What are some of the best places you've played then? What are some of your favorite places?
I like playing Modesto, like, maybe the most.
This tiny place called Silver Fox Bar in Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Okay. We should check that out. Should we check that out?
It's like this bastion of people who like artsy rock, and I danced with many of them after we played to old school rap, and it was just a really fun time. Very unpretentious. Is that, if that's a word, unpretentious?
Uh-huh.
No, not really.
Unpretentious?
Unpretentious.
Sure.
And
they unpretensed.
But we love Spaceland, too. I love Spaceland.
Yeah, and the Troubadour. Great. Yeah. I mean, L.A. certainly has its share of great clubs. Some of the best in the world.
What is the worst place you've ever had to play for whatever reasons?
I'm not afraid to say.
All right.
Right here.
Let's hear it.
Oh, there's a tie. I mean, I think we can definitely name a few.
14 Below in Santa Monica.
Yeah, that's. They treat you like a dog there.
Yeah.
But I would say the weirdest experience we ever had was playing at UCSD. For their kind of lunch show, they have bands outside at like noon, and it's actually really cool, but we're used to being in dark clubs and being able to do like some kind
shrouded
of
shrouded in darkness.
Yeah.
Right.
Light show. And like there's ambience and that sort of thing. But you get up in the morning and then first thing it's like sunny out, and it's a very bizarre feeling.
People are eating their lunches.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
on
think
the ground,
like we opened.
Yeah,
like we mistakenly opened with like a really like mellow song, and he was singing, and all of a sudden someone's like, "Your chicken basket's ready!" Like through the loudspeaker,
like four times as loud as music.
Your chicken basket's ready.
And at that moment, I was like, "Oh, what am I doing here?"
That has to be the name of your next album. Your chicken basket's ready. That would be so awesome.
And totally coincidentally, they said, "Your chicken basket's ready, Christine."
Uh-huh. And for like an instant, I'm like,
totally
did I?
Off,
and I'm
yeah.
a vegetarian. I don't eat chicken. And so I was just confused for an instant.
Yeah.
But no, that was just the strangest experience. But, you know.
We're going to listen to another one of your songs. And while we do that, Josh can tell you about the chicken pants. That's a whole other story. All right, so more with Solare after this. You're listening to Standing Room Only here on killradio.org. Don't change that radio dial.
Oh,
Hello, and welcome back to Standing Room Only on Kill Radio. We're here with Solare, of course, because we just said that less than 2 minutes ago. And we were talking at the break about dream venues. What would be your dream place to play? And if those people are listening, maybe they can set you up.
I don't know. I think, well, we grew up in Wisconsin, so we always have this kind of idea of what the hot spots are in LA. And then as you come out here, you kind of learn.
You kind of learn, yeah.
But I think we like the Troubadour a lot.
You both grew up in Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually grew up about 30 miles apart.
Good cheese there in Wisconsin. Yeah.
We met in Minneapolis when I was in school, yeah. There is cheese. Oh. And you know what I realized? There's no cheese curds in California. And California is like...
Well, why would you want the curd?
This is part of our childhood. This is like...
You clearly have never had cheese curds, asking that question.
Is it just kind of a sloppy mess?
It's like, no.
I heard it has squirrel in it.
I'll give you a little primer on
this.
Okay,
go ahead.
This is important to know. I think it's basically like there's water and cheese, and the water separates from the cheese, and they kind of screen it out, and then there's these little kind of curdles, and they're super salty, and they're super good, but I can't find them anywhere here, and I've asked some natives about it, and they're like, what? Why would you eat that?
If you can find cheese curds, give us a call at 213-252-0998, and please tell Solari about it, because they've been desperate to get them.
The answer to the dream club to me is
we had a question.
The Eagles Ballroom in Milwaukee, because I grew up there and saw so many shows there, and it's just kind of something I want to, somewhere I want to play, because it shaped my perception of music and live music. And
very cool.
Yeah, I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting story, actually.
Josh just asked about the album cover.
Yes. Well, basically, we wanted to have kids' artwork on our record, and I tried faking a few.
Nice.
And it's just, you cannot fake kids. It's like so, like, obvious when you're trying to fake it. And it was, so I looked online, and I found this place called constellation.org, and it basically, kids from like impoverished areas do artwork, and then they sell it, and the money goes back to them. So we bought this from a girl in Peru named Elizabeth Ortiz. And actually, if you look
she
on there,
eight or
nine,
11, or
nine, nine when she did, I think it's just brilliant.
Yeah. And you bought artwork from a little girl in Peru. That's amazing.
Yeah. It's a cool organization. And I think they're French, the people run it. And I speak a little French, but we basically got it set up.
Un peu de français?
Oui, un peu.
Oui. Je parle un peu de français. Je comprenais un petit peu. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So you can, like, see. The cool thing is there's, like, mountains on there. There's really, like, details that you could see someone who's grown up in Peru. You could see the mountains with the mist over it. And I thought there was such a unique way she depicted that moon. I never would have thought to put hair on a moon.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
But so it's really unique. There's pink in the clouds. So I just thought it was very heartfelt. And we try to do stuff with a lot of heart. That's our main goal.
Where can people find this organization, Gina?
Constellation. I think that it's written on the back. Constellationart.org or constellation.org or something.
Constellationart.org.
There you go.
Yeah.
And they have a bunch of JPEGs up there. And she sent me like a high-resolution file after I paid for it. And it worked out really well. Wow. So. Yeah,
that's really great. Mm-hmm. We could get children to do all our artwork. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, child labor. They have minimal restrictions in Peru.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, they're like wearing their little fingers down to a nub, making you a moon with hair on it. Yeah. 10,000 paintings, and you can have a bowl of porridge.
Yeah, I hope that's not how it is.
No, it sounds like it's a great organization. It sounds really good. Wow, it's really amazing. Wow, good question, Josh. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I was going to ask you, though, have you ever had anything, like, really strange happen at a venue? Like, any stalkers or anything, like, really bizarre or unsettling?
There's been so many that, actually, I can't even offhand think of any.
I mean, can't really think of any, no.
We'll think during the break, because, honestly, there have been so many. I think there's been... I'm going to sound like a total jerk. But sometimes we get astounded how crappy some bands are.
Yeah.
I'm going to sound like a total ass, but I'm not going to say which bands, but sometimes that's just kind of looking at.
Yeah, if you include the bands, oh yeah, there's always confrontation there, or like.
Really?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Wow, well, that's thing about. Weird.
I think like the thing about LA, and I'm not, again, I don't want to like bitch about LA because I think it's really
you
cool.
You can bitch about anything
here.
You want on my show.
Yeah, but I think it's lame to like be in LA and doing it and just be like, oh, it sucks. But honestly, you get sometimes put on a bill with five bands, and sometimes they haven't like approximated what it's going to entail to set up and tear down and play a set in within a set time, that there are other bands in the bill, and you know, you can't set your full scale piano like in the doorway when so we tend to get in a lot of confrontations actually. But
yeah, I mean with the sound guys a lot too actually. But the better the place, the happier the sound person and that sort of thing. But like I want to say particularly 14 Below again in Santa Monica, the sound person there,
had to find the person. Like, we were all set up, and we had to go, like, search out the sound guy. And
so we're not telling you not to go to 14 Below. If you like crappy shows, then...
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily that bad for the audience, no, but, kidding. Oh, my God. Yeah. I think that's probably
You know,
worst.
I've heard that from other bands, too, and I know people have been totally screwed there, so...
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
Like, we live in Santa Monica, and we actually love Santa Monica a lot, but the music scene in Santa Monica is very different than the rest of Los Angeles. It's kind of like more of a
funk. We have Rusty's surf ranch there on the pier. Rusty's
it's
surf
it's
ranch.
It's like kind of funky and I guess funk and reggae. And there's nothing wrong with that kind of music, but obviously we don't fit in
it's
there.
It's not really your genre. Yeah,
yeah. So it's strange.
Yeah, Santa Monica is great. It's the it's where Three's Company came from. So, you know, you
is
can't
it really?
Go wrong. Yeah, it was shot in the whole idea is that they live in Santa Monica.
Oh, really? I never got that.
Yeah.
It
there was one
feel
actually.
Like Santa Monica on that show, but
do you remember
it's early Santa Monica. It's 70s Santa Monica.
That show, Step by Step. It's really important that we talk about this.
Yes, it is.
That show, Step by Step, Day by Day.
Yeah.
Suzanne Somers and.
Was that Suzanne Somers?
Yeah, it was like and another dude who was in. I can't remember the name of that guy, but.
Well, I know Suzanne Somers did She's the Sheriff.
She's done a lot
that.
Of. She's had. She's.
But She's the Sheriff was
long
really bad.
Body of work, but. Really, what I'm trying to say is that that was supposed to happen. Their setting was in Port Washington, Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
But in the intro to the show, they have like this magic, they show Magic Mountain next to an ocean.
Right.
And I always used to get so upset because we grew up in near Port Washington. I was like, oh, they're actually there in Wisconsin. Something's happening here in Wisconsin. But I was like, I totally, the mask was lifted in that intro.
Right.
So
plus,
you can't
there isn't
rely
even an ocean next to.
Right. They just kind of superimpose the ocean. So you can't rely on the sitcoms.
Are you telling me that television lies?
It could
I don't
be true.
You.
So even though you have this image of Three's Company in Santa Monica, all I'm saying is don't get your feelings hurt about that. Be prepared.
I learn everything I need to know from television. Books are just, you know, a waste of time, really. So, wow, that was a conversation stopper. So, have you ever had any stalkers or any weird stalking scenarios?
On the internet, she has.
Yeah.
I have
it's
currently
strange
a few,
that, yeah.
Yeah,
it's kind of strange to talk about it right now because if they hear this, it's, I don't know, I don't think it's healthy to engage them kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, no, you don't want to engage them, yeah.
So
okay, so you don't have any lighthearted, funny stalker stories where they're like...
Nothing lighthearted, but the answer is yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So far, I'm the only one with stalkers, go figure, because I'm the chick in the band, but sure.
Yeah, you'll get stalkers, Josh.
I like to think that I look too mean, just like I look unapproachable, which is... You know, that works.
That's what the Skrull stalkers like. Don't worry. We'll loan you some of our Kill Radio stalkers. So we'll set you up. No problem. They'll show up at your house with home-baked pies and a monkey. It'll be good.
A monkey? Good. That sounds cool.
We like monkeys.
Yeah, monkeys are cool.
There, you like them until you have to take care of them, let me tell you. we were going to play some of your favorite songs on the show. And this first one that we have set up here, do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's A Spoonful Weighs a Ton by the Flaming Lips, and it's a huge influence on us. That's what the music we brought tonight, like we brought just a few things, are things that we think helped shaped our sound and not necessarily our favorite things. Some of it is, but
So how did this help shape your sound?
Well, I think that when we heard this record, we realized that you can do so much more than just have, you know, just like a bass and guitar and drums and a vocal. And there's, it kind of, boy, I'm sounding like an idiot. I don't know how to say it.
I don't think so.
Say.
I think that's a good answer,
Christine.
For me, the reason it influenced it, because I thought this is the best record I ever heard in my life.
Okay.
And I don't know. That's just the way it is. I think it was just out of control, creative, and layered. I feel personally.
And we're talking about the Soft Bulletin by the Flaming Lips.
Yeah. Take my word for it. It's really good, that Flaming Lips. And also, it's like our favorite live band, too, pretty much. Just kind of breaking through everything, doing something completely new. Oh my God, we entered this concert.
South by Southwest.
It's like, you need money. Like, if you start going through the numbers, you need money to, a lot of our friends were like, yeah, we're going, they got shows booked, and then they're like, oh, it's going to cost that much to get down there? And we were in this contest, and it was by ReverbNation.com, and we were doing really well in the contest, and it's like just this, oh, you get to be in the, if you're in the top 50 with plays and listens, you'll get judged. And the judges were seemed really cool. So I'm like, oh, we might have a shot at this contest. But at the end of the day, we didn't win the contest. So there went our hopes.
So it's like South by Southwest, just like, if you can afford to get there, you can play somewhere.
No, really. Actually, you have to be invited to there's a lot of shows going on. I mean, it's like, it seems like it starts at like 10 in the morning. I'm certainly no authority on South by Southwest, but everything that I've looked into, because we did get offered, I think, three or four, and but we just couldn't afford to go without getting paid from this contest, so we decided not to. And the way I kind of look at it is, we live in Los Angeles, and to me, it's kind of like the whole city just moves to Austin for a few days, so it's like,
yeah, right.
I think we can wait till everybody comes back. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it seems just kind of, I mean, I'm not trying to be belittling to South by Southwest. I'm sure it's really awesome, but I'm just saying, for our money, it just seemed kind of silly at the place we are right now. Like, maybe it's just not the best thing for us to do because we live here and all the resources that are there kind of are here all the time. So maybe next year. I hope actually next year.
Are you guys on a label or something? Your album, did you do it
yourself? We did it ourselves. Yeah, we're unsigned.
Yeah, we did it actually. We did it with Matt Green, who... basically, he's an engineer right now, and, you know, we do it when there's time available in the studio, so it takes a long time, but he does a really great job, so we're really happy with how it all sounds.
Yeah, we've actually got a lot more stuff finished than the EP, but we're just kind of trying to hang on to that to kind of have somewhat of a business plan, so trying to decide if we're going to do a full-length record and another EP.
Right.
Hopefully have somebody backing us on that, like indie or major or whatever works out. So we're just kind of in that stage right now, trying to figure that stuff out.
Excellent.
Have you guys ever heard yourselves on the radio or
anything
like that?
No, I think we did John Hirschfield's show, but I was calling in.
Oh, you called into that show?
Yeah, I was calling in.
See, with the John Daly show, you get live. You get to come into the studio.
We let you into the studio.
Right. I think they're playing some of our songs on Indie 103, like local show, but other than that, no, haven't really heard our stuff played very much.
Well, we're going to play you all hour here on Kill Radio, so
we'll
get some good stuff. So we have this queued up now. Do you want to give this song again? Tell us what it is again.
Is this Spoonful Weighs a Ton again?
Yeah, this is, it should be. Track one.
So good.
All right, so let's give it a listen.
I can't believe how good it is.
A spoonful weighs a ton. Giving more than they had, the process had begun. A million
it swung. The privilege had been won. Being drunk on their plan, they lifted up the sun.
Standing room only here on Kill Radio. Here with Solare, listening to right now their some of their favorite music or influential music. And should we do another one? Should we do another song?
Sure. Yeah. I can't think of what's all on that CD now. Do you know the second?
Oh, you're the one who put it
together. Oh, I think the next song we have is Plant Life by Autolux, which I think, they're just like one of the best bands out there, hands down, right now.
Explanations for the songs are like, yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Right.
That's pretty much it.
That's good. That's good. That's what we want to hear. Yeah, we don't want to play for our listeners the worst song that ever occurred in the world that somehow influenced.
I think we always kind of have a running list of that.
But of the worst song? What's the worst song in the world?
Right now, currently, you're Beautiful by, what's his name?
Anything freaking A. Has ever done?
Yeah.
Literally, there's a band called Freakin' A signed on.
That's the worst. My Humps is pretty bad. That I thought set a new bar down. I think that's pretty bad, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's. I think that's a little bit better, actually.
Slightly better.
Slightly better.
Slight improvement.
Yeah,
a
Beautiful one by, I forget his name.
Yeah.
That. It just, I just want to
the
punch.
One that's like, you're beautiful, that
beautiful,
one.
Yeah.
You're beautiful to me. See, I can sing it just like him.
I don't have a problem saying it right in the mic. That's bad. That's
bad. All right, but we're going to listen to a great song. What is it again?
Plant Life by Autolux.
All right, more after this. Hey, we're back with Standing Room Only here on killradio.org. And we were just talking about the bands that you'd like to play with. Did you want to talk about some of the bands you'd like to play with?
Actually, we were talking about the Central Valley. And, like, yeah, I'll give some shout-outs.
All right.
I'll give a couple shout-outs. It's basically our buddies Polis here in town. We have our buddies Solar Power People. It's another solar-themed name of a band, Solar Power People, up there in Modesto. We played with the Sleepover Disaster in Fresno. All fantastic bands, and we are picky bitches about bands. And so we really enjoy playing with those guys. And it gets kind of artsy up there in the central area. So, and we like that. It's very inspiring.
They have something kind of special up there because it's not business driven. It's really art driven. So, like, when the first show we went to play in Modesto with Solar Powered People, like, they had their artwork for sale, and, you know, one person had clothes for sale, and it was this great collective thing, and it's also pure and really great. It's the way it ought to be, and, you know, we really love having the opportunity to be a part of that. You know, in Los Angeles, it's business driven, you know, and
yeah.
And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of great artsy bands here, but it just feels very different up there.
Would you say the places that you like to play up there are more similar to your hometown?
Well, there's something about, like, where we're from. Like, it's really hard to say without sounding like a jerk. I think that the influence Los Angeles has on the rest of, like Central California is good, the business side of Los Angeles, because it keeps the quality there. But where we're from, there's a lot of good players and a lot of talented people, but there's really just no driving force behind it. So I think a lot of their talent goes to waste.
They don't have the industry that
they
we have
the
here.
Industry to, as much as I hate the industry in a lot of ways, I think it's really healthy to be around because it really makes you evaluate what you're doing when you're trying to reach out to other people, not just yourself, playing for yourself kind of thing.
Right, exactly. You need a microphone if you're going to ask questions, Josh.
Those commercials, like, the best cheese comes from Happy Cows from California.
Yeah.
Do you disagree?
I mean, I take exception to that.
Do you disagree?
I do. I take exception to that comment. Because, I mean, I don't think there's been an official poll done of the cows or a consensus of any kind to make that claim.
The cows that I speak to say, you know, it's mixed. Some of them like California. Some of them wish they could go back to Canada. So it's tough, you know.
Yeah, and
it's tough
the people,
being a cow.
The cows out here are a lot more image conscious.
That's so true. That is so true. let's hear another one of your songs, Spiral Out. Is there anything you want to say about this song before we play?
This song's kind of like I'm the driving force behind it. It has a lot of it has a really deep meaning to me, which I think a lot of people can identify with when you lose somebody close to you. It's about my dad dying, and I think if you read the lyrics and you've gone through a similar experience, you'll get something out of it. I really put my heart into it.
Excellent. All right, we're gonna give it a listen here. Boy, this CD player is really not liking us tonight.
Maybe Kill Radio can come up with the $25 to get garage sale.
Oh, actually, we have a caller. Should we take our call first before we play this song?
Sure. We go with the...
Standing Room Only, you're on the air. Who is this?
We want Legion of Evil.
The Legion of Evil? Well, that's an old show. That's no longer on. They lost their license.
There's vestiges of it. Anyway, my question to Solari was...
Yes.
It sounds a lot like Volare. Was there any kind of conscious effort to, kind of spin with that kind of easy, laid-back kind of thing in the tonalities?
There's none whatsoever. But the names do sound similar, and they have the same number of syllables. And also, yeah, they have the same kind of vowel sounds.
But, oh, hey, that's some feedback.
I'm being scanned.
Yeah, you're being... That's the Department of Homeland Security checking up on your phone call. So you might want to leave your house now. They're pretty much coming to get you. Well,
no,
that,
no, my... Well, can I ask one more?
Then yeah, you can ask one more, sure.
Oh, okay. Are you guys... Solari, isn't that like the sun? Are you guys into like, alternative energy?
Oh, yeah, totally, actually. That's not even being sarcastic or anything.
I didn't hear the question.
He said, Solari is like the sun. Are you into conserving energy?
Oh, absolutely. I think that that's the biggest crisis that the world faces. Once again, I'm no authority on that, but I definitely like that our name draws attention to those kinds of questions because obviously we really need to do something.
Yeah,
it's a scary place to live right now in the world. I think that the future is it could be really grim if we don't do something.
You guys are all right, man. It's like,
thank you.
It's like you ask them a question, they get all like
it's like deep,
you know,
or whatever.
Like thinking and stuff. It's not like those other kind of bands where they just go, oh, whatever, man. We're gonna get into our SUV and stuff, you know.
Yeah, we definitely have our little like get her done moments, but yeah.
Get her done.
No, we believe in.
Is that Larry the Cable Guy? Who's get her done?
Bit. Yeah, we put a lot of thought behind all this stuff.
That's awesome, man.
Cool, thanks.
Excellent. Thanks for calling in. What was your name?
I'm Joey Moore.
Hey,
I'm
Joey, thank you.
Thanks, Joey.
Thank
you're
you.
Totally tapping my phone, man.
Yeah, we've found your location, so we're gonna hang up now.
I saw you hanging out with that despicable crowd last night over at the Bright Spot.
I'm not pancakes. Okay, well, thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye bye.
Dude, yeah.
What, did he say something about pancakes there at the end?
He brings the hard hitting questions. That's the
yeah.
Thing. So I mean,
that was great
no
though.
Question
it was
the
good.
Man.
Okay, so we're gonna listen to "Spiral Out" by Solari. More after this. Don't go away.
Oh,
Standing Room Only on Kill Radio, here with Solare. How's it going?
Good.
You don't know? Haven't decided yet? We're at the end of the show.
Snap me out of a little daydream.
We've only got 1 minute left. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about over here?
I just want to say we have a CD for sale, which is called The Story of the Moon. And we worked really hard on it. And we would love to see people come to our shows. And we'd like to really connect with our fans. I think if you talk to any of our fans that currently exist, they would tell you that. And, you know, that's what this is all about for us. So please come out.
MySpace.com/Solare, solar with an E at the end.
Excellent. And you have some of your songs up there as well that people can listen to. Where can people buy the CD? Local record stores?
iTunes. Let's see.
You go to our website, you go to our MySpace page, there's links and all
there
that.
There you go. Thank you.
Oh, great. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. I was going to list everything individually.
Very good. So we're going to take us out with one more song, but I wanted to thank you first for being on the show. It's
thanks
been great.
Thanks for having us.
It's been fun.
Thanks so much, you guys.
Yeah. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
And we'll have a brand new Standing Room Only next week. All right. So good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
You and I.